This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we're ready. Here's the pitch. Half swing. Did he go? And yes, he did. Home plate umpire Will Little rings him up as Perdomo dropped the bat, was ready to take off his gear. But he is out, and a Curly W's in the books.
Oh, that was Charlie Slows on the call Saturday night. Late night. After an 11-7 or at the end of an 11-7 hang-on type win for the Nationals, in which they were just record-setting destruction in the first inning. We'll get into that in just a little bit. The Nationals taking 2 out of 3 over the weekend in Phoenix, 2 out of 3 against Seattle, 4 out of 6, of course, on the road trip, and now come home for the Chicago Cubs. Should be a really interesting early June series. Middle of the week, the crowds should be pretty good because the Cubs fans will obviously 12,000 to 15,000, I'm sure, will be at all of these games. They're all night games. The weather's finally warming up a little bit. So looking forward to a big week, Major League Baseball. And that's baseball and kind of a big litmus test, if you will. We'll get more into that in a second. I did want to just quickly wrap up our conversation from hour number one. My guy Spencer says, I agree with you 100%. People who say what the new Wizards regime has done is tanking haven't watched the games. That includes Summer League and G League. It's clear there's a plan around developing players and figuring out which pieces work together and where the gaps are. That's something we didn't even really go into detail on, but it's obvious and completely agree with Spencer, who I always appreciate. And I don't bring him up enough on the show, and he deserves more than that. So, Spence, I apologize. But I appreciate it as always. And it's not just because we agree. Again, you cannot develop professional players trying to intentionally lose. Because you know what you're going to develop? You're going to develop bad habits. And I guarantee you, in the halls at Capital One Arena, or wherever Will Dawkins' office is, I don't know if their office, I guess their offices are at the other arena. I don't know. I don't care. I guarantee you, they're not walking around going, "Hey man, we're trying to lose every game." Yep. Hey, we get to lose another game tonight. But by their actions, if you look at their actions since they got here, trading Bradley Beal, then trading Chris Paul in the Jordan Poole deal, and they got somebody else in that deal, I forget, Baldwin, who didn't work out, but whatever. Yes, I know there's a minimum salary floor. I got it. Yes, I know they have to spend a certain amount of money. But why at the deadline when it's not about money, why at the deadline would you bring in Marcus Smart and Chris Middleton if you're not trying to compete and win games? Are you simply just trying to bring in veterans so that you can trade them? Because that is a popular theory. And yes, that is very much part of the possibility plan and plan. But in the meantime, they're on your team. And they're there to help you win games and to help mentor and guide the young players, which helps you win games. So again, you can call it tanking because they're not trying to make the playoffs. But again, I strongly believe that there's a difference between what the Sixers did back in the project or the process or whatever the hell they call it, to what the Wizards are even doing. Again, the Sixers were making the playoffs pretty much every year or just thereabouts. And then all of a sudden, they went from 34 wins in 2012-2013 to 19 wins to 18 wins to 10 wins. Then up to 28. And then to 52. And the process, based on your interpretation, either worked brilliantly or didn't work really at all. Why? Because they never made it past the second round. But starting in 2017-18, they won 50 games plus in four out of 6 years and high 40s the other years. So there was a 7-year-ish stretch where they won 45 or more games. But they didn't make it out of the conference semifinals. They had Capitals disease, right? Not winning and getting past the second round. So did the process work or did the process not work? I mean, it got them Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid's a great player. He's an MVP type player. But he's hurt all the time. And ultimately, what did they win besides a lot of regular season games and an occasional playoff round or two? Was it worth it? I think if you're a smart NBA executive, and I sure as hell want to believe Will Dawkins and Michael Wenger are, I think you look around and say, doing what the Sixers did, yes, it paid off because they gave themselves a chance, but ultimately, did it pay off enough for the pain that it caused? And to me, and again, this is my interpretation, the answer would be no. It didn't pay off enough. If it led to a championship, if it led to a finals appearance or two, it paid off. If it led to a bunch of second round exits, 4 years of suckage, including 1 year of winning 10 games, is not enough. And then when you combine that with the recent history of what happened to the Pistons, and then what happened to the Wizards this year. Now, they didn't know that, obviously, when they were doing that, but seeing how all the lottery balls fall, seeing that a team like the Dallas Mavericks can just swoop in and win the lottery, is it really worth it? Does it make sense? And the answer for me is no. But you know what does make sense? Trying to figure out a way to acquire as many assets as you can for either draft selection or trading purposes, trying to win and be competitive, but knowing that you're not ready to win yet, knowing that you don't have the horses yet, knowing that it's part and parcel with each other. And again, a lot of you call that tanking. I don't. I just talked to Linnell Willingham just a brief second ago, a couple of minutes ago now. He just did B. Mitch and Finley. And he's as big of an NBA guy. I said, the Oklahoma City Thunder didn't tank. He said, nope. He said, neither did the Pacers. And that's how I got started on this journey over the last hour and 13 minutes or so. Is they didn't tank. They don't have a generational superstar. And they're not spending gobs and gobs and gobs of money. The Wizards don't have a generational superstar. They're not spending gobs and gobs of money. They used to. And I truly believe, again, just wrapping this up, that they are rebuilding, reloading, relaunching, reorganizing, reshuffling, all the re's, and not tanking. But that's, again, a matter of interpretation. All right, moving on. So, the Nationals. A lot of Mondays we come in here, and, it's a lost weekend. You know? Can't say that this weekend. Can't say that this weekend, baby. And that's good. That's good. Because the Nationals got the job done once again over the weekend. Now, listen. Yes, their bats were quiet yesterday against Corbin Burns, who, before he got injured, did a number on them, got out of a couple of pickles early in the game. Mitchell Parker off to a terrible start, and then quickly rebounded, made one terrible pitch to Eugenio Suarez in the first inning, and that was really it. And unfortunately, the Nationals' bats against a shaky bullpen didn't have the same answers that they had Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Wednesday, four games in a row over the road trip. So here's where I'm at. It was a little bit too much feast or famine for me. Tuesday, the opener of the trip in Seattle. Yesterday, bats almost non-existent. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they were great. Scored 9 runs in each of the games. 9 or more runs, I should say. And Saturday was the icing on the cake, if you will, in which they scored 11 runs, in which they scored 10 of the runs in the first inning. And if you watch that, you're just like, wait a second, they did what? That's right, it was 10. Imagine going to a game. If you're a Diamondbacks fan, Saturday night, right? They're playing the Nationals. The Nationals stink. Should be a good, fun game to go to. Before you even sit your ass in your seats, they're down 6-0, 7-0, 8-0, 9-0. Oh, 10-0! 10-0! Again, a little too much feast or famine. Gonna happen. Sometimes you go through ruts where you can't score any runs. Sometimes it is a little too feast or famine. But I would rather this than not being able to generate any runs at all, right? Because there was a period of time earlier this year where they were struggling to get any sustainable offense. This is much, much better, obviously. And now, you come home. You come home with a chance. With a chance to get to 500 by Wednesday night against a good team in the Chicago Cubs. We'll come back and tell you about how they did it in that first inning on Saturday night and what they did elsewhere that makes you go, okay, they're not there yet, but man, are they getting close. They're not close enough yet, but they are getting close. And that should give you all the reason in the world to be excited and hopeful and optimistic about what this summer will bring, starting tomorrow night on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Back in a flash. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Where did you come up with that? Want to talk about, like, hitting you with a right hook, man. Did I actually say that at some point?
Yeah, I'm not using AI or anything over here. Max, shout out to Max, Mad Max. He put me onto a folder that just has straight gold in it. I got about like 17 drops that you may have called from policemen after this show. With some of these drops.
I might have to get Brian the Cowboy fan to just take you out.
You think the Cowboy fan is going to be on your side in this? The amount of time that me and Brian spend over here listening to you, you think he's going to take your side?
Oh, I'm so sorry that your job is so tough that you have to listen to me.
No one said it was tough. I'm just saying, if Brian had to choose sides, I'm pretty confident.
What, that you two would gang up on me?
Yeah.
As The Rock once said, many times, actually, not once. This was kind of Scott Hall from the NWO, not The Rock. Don't sing it, bring it. I'm right here. I'm easy to find. Now he's going to start being like Landfill and just firing like reckless sound bites with no context. Oh, that's AMAC. Blame him for the destruction of the show, not me. 301-230-0980. So the Nationals on Saturday night, in case you were out and about doing, I went to go see the Avett brothers over at Wolf Trap with some friends and some good people. So I didn't get to see it live, but I went and watched the replays and all that stuff. They scored 10 runs in the first inning. They scored one run yesterday. Scored 10 runs in the first inning. Probably before most people were even in their seats. Imagine, again, paying $40, $50 a ticket. All the parking, the hot dogs, the beers, the this, the souvenirs, whatever. A couple hundred bucks maybe before even the game starts. And the game's over. Like halfway through the first inning. It's just, at that point, you just say, oh, okay, well, this sucks. C.J. Abrams hit by a pitch to start the game. James Wood, single. C.J. Abrams to second. Natty Lowe with an RBI double down the left field line to score. C.J. Abrams, James Wood to third. Runners on second and third, still nobody out, which is a trend here. Washington up 1-0. Luis Garcia with a double to center field, right center, basically. James Wood scores from third. Nathaniel Lowe scores from second. It's 3-0. Runner on second. The Nationals still haven't made it out. A second hit by pitch, Josh Bell. A second hit by pitch. So now they got runners on first and second. Still nobody out. And we are, what? At this point, five batters in. Nobody out. Robert Hassel, who had, you would argue, a breakout road trip. I think that's fair to say. I think that's fair. Robert Hassel comes up, RBI single. Not an RBI single. A single. Luis Garcia stops at third. Bell to second. Hassel, of course, to first. So now you got the bases loaded. Nobody out. Six hit batters in. Keibert Ruiz pounds one. Scoring on an RBI, on a two RBI double, both Luis Garcia and Josh Bell from second and third. Hassel goes from first to third. Ruiz, again, at second. So now you have seven batters in. Now you have a 5-0 lead. You still haven't made an out. And you have runners on second and third. Jose Tena comes up. And he doubles down the right field line, scoring Hassel and scoring Ruiz. Now it's 7-0. Still haven't made an out. You still have a runner on second. And you are eight guys in, and you haven't made an out yet. At that point, with two hit by pitches and all the damage so far, seven runs, they make a pitching change, do the Snakes. And Dalen Lyle comes up and crushes one for an RBI double, scoring Tana to make it 8-0. And now you are through the entire lineup. Nine guys. Nobody's made it out. Two hit by pitches, a bunch of RBI extra base hits. Nothing crazy, but just boom, 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 boom. Relentless. Then C.J. Abrams comes back up. And for the second time in the inning, for the second time in the inning, he's hit by a pitch. Up 8. Now, at some point here, you think, there's going to be trouble. There's going to be some sort of a brawl or something. But cooler heads prevail. This is after the pitching change, so maybe that kind of calmed things down. So they're up 8-0, and now 10 guys have been up, not an out, and they're up 8-0 with runners on first and second. James Wood comes up, his second time in the inning. RBI single, scoring Dalen Lyle, CJ to third, 9-0. Then Nathaniel Lowe comes up. Nathaniel Lowe is the 12th batter in the inning, and he finally makes an out. Strikes out for the first out of the game. Up 9-0. And then Luis Garcia with an RBI force out, scoring Abrams, Wood over to second. Garcia gets on, fielder's choice, but he gets the RBI. It is a second out of the inning, but it is a 10th run of the inning and of the game. Josh Bell, earlier hit by a pitch in the same inning, he walks. Imagine having two at-bats in the first inning. C.J. Abrams gets hit twice in his two at-bats. Josh Bell gets hit by a pitch and walks. So Bell walks. He's at first. Garcia at second. Two out. Robert Hassel comes up for his second at-bat, and he singles for a second time in the game or in the inning. So now you got the bases loaded. And the Nationals are threatening for even more, up 10-0. And Gabriel Ruiz finally ends the party with a pop out on the infield. 10-0 in the first inning. They literally batted around and then some and change before they made an out. 11 straight batters got on base. 11. And again, C.J. Abrams only had a 1-for-3 night with two runs scored, but he was hit by a pitch twice. Josh Bell, 1-for-3, an RBI, no RBI, a run scored, and he was hit once and walked. Weird, man. Just an absolutely incredible, incredible inning. Now, the problem is, after that, the Nationals scored one run the rest of the game. I sound like Skip Carey here on TBS. The Nationals scored one run the rest of the game. Eight innings the rest of the game. And scored one run yesterday. So that means in their last 17 innings, the Nationals have scored two runs combined. After scoring 10 in the first inning on Saturday night, after scoring 9 or more four straight games on the road trip. I mean, is that crazy or what? Or is that just baseball? It's just insane, right? Just weird. But it worked. It won them 2 out of 3. Combined with what they did on Friday night after a not good start from Jake Irvin. And they got 4 out of 6 on the road trip. And now they come home to take on the Cubs. Just a really, really, really interesting weekend for the Nationals. And an interesting road trip. Time for a trending alert. And then we will get more in and finish up the Nationals talk. And then bounce around to some Commanders. And oh yeah, look who's on the cover of Madden Football. Does that mean... does that mean the jinx is in? We'll have to discuss. Coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, that cover boy is Saquon Barkley, of course, of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, the iconic leap play that he had is the feature of the Madden NFL 26 game, according to a statement released and the imaging by EA Sports. He's been named to the Madden 99 Club as well, which is a first for an Eagles offensive player. Of course, now you kind of wonder, with all the accolades, the Super Bowl, and everything in between, if there's anything to that Madden jinx. Hadn't been that much in the last couple of years, but keep that in mind. discuss a little bit later on. As well, Lions Pro Bowl center, four-time Pro Bowl center, Frank Ragnow, has said he's retiring. Just can't get right, can't get healthy. Meanwhile, Stephon Diggs was at Patriots OTA after the boating video that featured the weird pink substance and missing last week's OTAs. Diggs was on the practice field, waved to reporters, said, "Nice to see you all." Okay. So there you have that. I guess everything's great with Stephon Diggs. As far as Kyle Pitts, the up and down, let's call it, Falcons tight end, the former number four overall pick, the reason why he missed practice last week, is because of an undisclosed injury, but Raheem Morris says he was at all meetings and in the building. Meanwhile, those Nationals who we just talked about, they are off until tomorrow night, start a series against the Chicago Cubs. Tonight, late night, the Mets and the Dodgers, a rematch of last weekend series and the NLCS from a year ago, 10-10. That's the highlight of the Monday night slate, and that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
15 pitches, 5 strikes. Breaking ball, line to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Wood has it on a hop. Throw's going to go in toward the plate. Throw to the plate. Tagged by Ruiz. He is out! On a 3-hopper to the plate, James Wood guns down Pavin Smith.
Well, James Wood is a big boy. I don't know if I'm speaking to him like that. That is a great call. Charlie Slows on the call. Yeah, Charlie Slows joined us Thursday from Seattle before the weekend set in Arizona. So much talk about the Nationals' big bats and James Wood specifically, and Hassel's certainly heading in the right direction, and so on and so forth, right? As we talked about the 10-run first inning, blah, 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 blah. Dalen Lyle made a tremendous play in deep right field against the fence. Was that Friday night? I think that was Friday night. To end an inning, it was his second monster money defensive play in 6 days. Dalen Lyle, the rookie. James Wood, not a rookie. I mean, technically, you know the deal. James Wood, still a very young guy, came up firing and delivered a strike. That was Saturday night, I believe. There was one other great defensive play, and I can't remember where it was. I have to look it up. I have to try and find it. But the Nationals, while they are still, quite honestly, helter-skelter on the base paths, the Nationals are starting to play better defense, much better defense. Again, they're still going to make some errors. I'm not suggesting that they're not. But the Nationals are playing better baseball overall. And they got some big starts. They got some bad starts. At least Mitchell Parker bounced back yesterday. I mean, he was horrible in the first inning. He was great after that. Problem is the first inning again. And he seemingly has fixed some of the walk issues, even though he walked two yesterday. One was after the 3-run home run. Maybe you're a little rattled emotionally. And then one was his final at-bat of the game. But outside of that, in between that, he was nails. The Nationals did commit an error yesterday. They did not on Saturday. They committed an error on Friday night. On Thursday in Seattle, they committed an error in the 10-inning game. Again, they're not great defensively, but they are making some game-changing type plays, which is helping, of course, their overall bottom line and their pitchers. Their bullpen has been much better. So much so that they let Jorge Lopez go over the weekend. Now, as my friends from Talk Nats pointed out, between Colin Poche, Lucas Sims, and now Jorge Lopez, that's over, I think it's over $7 million worth of salary that didn't even make it the first 2 months of the season. Didn't even make it. I mean, Lopez, we all know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, what is Mike Rizzo doing? What are the Nationals thinking? I mean, again, Jorge Lopez has been a veteran relief pitcher and a fairly successful one for a while. He was 6-0 and had a 6.57 ERA. That's hard to do. That's hard to do. So they designate him for assignment. This is a guy who they thought would be a key part of their bullpen. Whether they thought wrong, I mean, obviously they thought wrong. Last year he had the mental breakdown, if you will, with the Mets. Remember when he threw his glove into the crowd? But he wasn't bad with the Mets, and he was really good with the Cubs after that. He was 1-1 with a 2.03 ERA. This year, 6-0. Again, crazy, right? If you just evaluate that on the surface, 6-0. Oh, yeah. A 6.57 ERA for Jorge Lopez. But this is a guy who, again, has been a productive veteran reliever for many teams. And maybe you could say, well, yeah, that's part of the problem. Many teams. He hasn't stuck anywhere. And, again, didn't stick here. It was horrible in terms of overall. He was better of late, but even the other night, his final performance in Seattle, Thursday night, gave up two earned runs in two-thirds of an inning. Walked one. Gave up a couple of hits. And I guess with Salazar coming back, that was the final straw. But in the last seven games, even with that, 1-0 with a 4.05 ERA, again, not great. But he had the save, remember, last Saturday in the game that they won against San Francisco when Finnegan was banged up? Last 15 games, 4-0, 5.27 ERA in 15 games. Again, nobody's saying that Jorge Lopez was good. The 6-0 record was very misleading. But maybe some of the high ERA was misleading as well. I'm just like, Rizzo has, I mean, we talked a lot last week about Rizzo's player development and the Nationals' lack thereof from the Ken Rosenthal piece. One area that has been constantly in flux, I think, under Rizzo's tenure has been the bullpen. Remember, to start 2019, they had Kyle Barraclough, who was a successful setup guy with the Marlins. Disaster. They had Trevor Rosenthal, who had once saved 40-plus games with the Cardinals. Disaster. Disaster. But then Rizzo fixed it with Doolittle and Daniel Hudson and so on and so forth. Right? They've had some bad bullpens leading up to this year. Those guys, the ones that I mentioned in 2019, they didn't even make it halfway through the season. They weren't on the world championship team. They had to completely redo the bullpen as they went. This year, you sign a talented middle reliever from the left side in Poche. He's a disaster from the start. Sims, awful from the start. Had one or two decent performances, and that was it. And now Lopez. And yet, here the Nationals are. Here they are. Here they are. So we will see where they are. Three games on, I said Wednesday they need to sweep the series in order to get to 500. They're 28-31 after yesterday. We'll see. Trevor Williams on the bump tomorrow. He's been awful until his last start in Seattle Wednesday night. Let's see if he can put together two good starts in a row. All right, I want to move along. Saquon Barkley is on the cover of Madden, NFL, EA Sports, whatever the lingo is. I don't play it. A lot of you do. Maybe not a lot. Some of you do. Big deal? No big deal. Is there a Madden cover jinx? We'll try and discuss. And if it's even relevant, next on the T980 and the Odyssey app.
Has time. Now locates Barkley out of the backfield. Barkley slips two tackles and picks up the first down, jumping up in the air to the 30. A gain of 14 for Barkley with some nifty moves along the way.
Who says these kind of things? Who says these kind of things? I don't know. Saquon Barkley obviously doing his thing as he did all of last year. That was a great move by the Giants to let him go. A significant bonus to Big Blue. To say, nah, we'd rather keep Daniel Jones. And we're going to let Saquon Barkley go. And just for good measure, we're going to allow Xavier McKinney to go and have 9 interceptions for the Green Bay Packers. You want to talk about a jinx? How about the hard season, hard knocks offseason jinx? When Joe Shane got exposed and walked away with his pants around his ankles. And not in a good position. Man. Anyway, Saquon Barkley on the cover of Madden 26. Now, how they do this, you know, of course, it is only the 25th season, but they do it 1 year out in advance, whatever. So I was looking this up. And CBSSports.com did all the hard work. So I'm just going to give them credit. Last year on the cover, Christian McCaffrey. Right? Coming off a Super Bowl appearance. Unbelievable year. He missed 13 out of 17 games. 13 out of 17. Ran for only 202 yards. So they correctly say, verdict, cursed. I'm not going to go through all of these years because they did the entire century so far. But the year before that, so the 2024 game, the 2023 NFL season, Josh Allen. He's a first Bills player, 40-plus touchdowns, great season, not cursed. So nothing to worry about there. John Madden passed away, so they honored Coach Madden the year before that. So that doesn't count. Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes in the 2022 game were on the cover. And CBS Sports goes into the stats and 5,300 yards, 43 touchdowns for Brady. Playoff, Mahomes, 37 touchdowns, 12-5 season, AFC title game, good year, no curse, right? So those were the 2 years that were not cursed. Actually, there was a third year, Lamar Jackson on the 2021 cover, or the 2021 game, I should say, off of the MVP season. In 2020, the cover season for, again, the 2021 game, had another great year, and there was not cursed. So that's where I'm getting the not cursed from, or that I kind of hinted at. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and then Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, 3 years in a row, sandwiched around an honorary year for John Madden. Then even 2020, the 2020 game, 2019 season, Patrick Mahomes, again, had his great year. He was banged up a little bit, but still won the Super Bowl at age 24. In the 2019 game, Antonio Brown, between all of his mess, right? Between all of his mess. So he's on the cover, so they go back to, oh, the game is cursed. The year before that, Brady again. All he did was take his team to the Super Bowl and throw for more than 500 yards that night and still lose at the age of 40. So, not cursed. The year before that, Rob Gronkowski, cursed. He was already a five-time Pro Bowler at that point, looking for another double-digit touchdown season. But he missed a bunch of games early, finished with just six starts, dealing with a herniated disc and a neck issue. And I can go through, again, all of this. Odell Beckham was on the 2016 game, and they say, again, not cursed. Beckham's cover year, he did have the fight with Josh Norman, but still had over 1,400 receiving yards. And again, I can go back through every year. Richard Sherman was on the cover in the 2015 game, had a good year, so on and so forth. So there have been years where the dude on the cover, and specifically last year, Christian McCaffrey, where they had horrible injury-plagued years. It used to be like every year. Now it's been kind of like almost every other year. So I guess that sort of bodes well for Saquon Barkley. Maybe he'll be able to stay healthy this year. AMAC and I were looking at his number of games played when with the Giants, because AMAC thought he was out a little bit more than I thought he was, so we just wanted to, you know, check it. And Saquon Barkley has missed games. Besides the ACL year, which he only played in a game and a half, his final couple of years in New York, he missed four games in 2021, one game in 2022, and three games in 2023. He has missed games. I look at Saquon Barkley as having some nagging injuries, besides the 1 year with the torn ACL, and it took him some time to get back to Saquon Barkley. He was not very good that first year back. But I would say he's back. Saquon Barkley has had some nagging injuries. Christian McCaffrey was on last year's cover, clearly reinstalling or reigniting the jinx talk, has had massive amounts of injuries, including last year, in which Christian McCaffrey played four games. There's only been like four seasons in his entire NFL career where Christian McCaffrey's played all or one game. He's great when he's healthy. Not that he's never healthy, but he's not really healthy. He's injury prone. Maybe that's what you have to have in order to be a curse on the Madden cover. I don't know. But from a Commander's perspective, you kind of hope that Saquon Barkley doesn't get hurt, but that somehow, some way, Saquon Barkley is like a 1,100-yard rusher this year instead of, oh, by the way, over 2,000 yards on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. A final hour of power to come right here on the Team 980 on a Monday afternoon. It is Chris Russell with you. Cock-a-doodle-doo to you. And we come back for that final hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.